you know, people you went to school with, high school with, you know, and they're like, tap in. No, let me tell you something. If a black man, a young black man, comes up to you about a business opportunity and he tells you, tap in, you better motherfucking tap out, okay? Because that shit is a scam, okay? And this is not me steering anyone away from black-owned businesses. I'm just telling you right now, they say tap in, no. Because, let me tell you, these niggas couldn't pass Algebra 1, and you think that you're gonna trust them with some damn Bitcoin? You think they know how that works? That's not how it works, okay? So, let me...
Hello. Welcome to A Fan to A Fan, episode 64, the safe place where I'm allowed to speak openly about my criticisms of people and society. I'm your host, Franice Coupe, and I hope you'll remember that name until your dying days. Let's get into it. Ooh, what is up, you guys? We are back again. I promised myself to get serious about my shit. I've just been seeing a lot of stuff that's, you know, not to say uplifting, but I don't know what it is, but it's just time to get gone. And I know y'all hear me say that every time, but I'm dead ass serious this time, okay? I know I sound like a daddy in a divorced relationship who claim they're gonna talk to their kids on the phone, but I promise I'm gonna be the one daddy that takes the sole custody from you know, the mom. So I swear I'm gonna be here. But anyway, despite, you know, my recent, you know, motivation to just keep on going and to grind until I make something happen, you know, again, life has been shit. And, you know, people say money don't bring happiness. You know, money would make me a hell of a lot of happier, you know, at this point. So, you fucking liars, money brings you happiness. I'm so broke, I don't even know how to describe it, okay? I bought me a pack of ramen noodles to last for the rest of the week, and that's how we breaking bread, okay? Well, we're not breaking bread, we're breaking ramen in this bitch, because that's all we got to eat, okay? Look, it's crazy out here, guys, I'm telling you. Like, not joking, my bank account, they don't play. So I have PNC, and PNC, they're great, you know, although Chase is more technologically advanced, you know, in this age, but PNC has been good, because with the overdraft fees, they don't charge you right away until, you know, like 24 to 48 hours. They don't charge you those overdraft fees. But regardless, I feel like it's just immoral to take money out of my account that's not there. Like, what is this witchcraft? You're gonna take $25 out of my account that's not there? You're gonna put me in a negative? That should be illegal. Like, come on, like, imagine just a robber just coming up to you and, you know, trying to steal shit from you, but you ain't got shit, but they managed to take $50 out. Cause that's what my bank account says. It said negative $50.73. And I'm just like, I'm not understanding. But anyway, we gonna try to get it back to zero, because I never thought zero would be such a relieving number for me. But zero is the number I'm aiming for to avoid this damn overdraft fee. So by the time I talk to y'all tomorrow, hopefully my bank account is at zero, okay? Hopefully it is. Anyway, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated beyond that point and beyond being the negatives are out here. But, you know, I'm just starting to think, like, maybe I should do what y'all other people do and scam. Just scam. And there are different types of scams, many scams out here. And I'm going to partake in one of them. I need to do something at this point, because these jobs are pissing me off and it's not working. It's really not working out here, okay? Like, I've just been going at it with these damn jobs. And then the offers I am getting, It's like, okay, commission only. Excuse me? Is this slavery? No, I'm not doing that. I'm really not going back to a job. I'm not rushing into the first job that I see if it's exactly like the previous job that I had. And then when employers question that on your resume, why did you leave this early? What's going on here? Why didn't you stay? Yeah, because you're trying to rush into a job because you need money at the end of the day to make it. So it's a lose-lose situation out here with these people. So jobs, they're scams in itself. They're really scams in itself, these damn commission-only positions. But besides jobs being a scam, there are scams like that you see often. We have the Instagram scammers, the sugar mama, sugar daddy scammers, the Forex Bitcoin scammers, the Nigerian princes, and your favorite, your Indian tech scammers. Like, come on. Those people are relentless, okay? And I just, like, got a random interest in this. Like, I've always been aware of scammers, but specifically the Indian tech scammers through this YouTube channel called Scammer Payback. And there they just contact scammers and talk to them and troll them and act like an old person. And then, you know, they just troll them and waste their time for hours on live stream. And it's great. And it just taught me so much about their scamming practices. So I recommend that YouTube channel if y'all want to watch that. That or Jim Brown. Or was it Browning or Jim Brown? I can't remember names. Okay, Jim Browning or Kit Boga. They all do that. It's a great YouTube channel. It's hilarious. But anyway, scams. We're talking about scams today. If y'all didn't get the damn gist of it. That's what we're talking about, different types of scams. How to find the scams. How to beat the scams. How to troll the scams. And not how to scam, because we ain't doing that shit. But anyway, we're just talking about scams today. In a lovely episode, I like to call Sugar from the Motherland. And you want to know why I call it Sugar from the Motherland? You're going to see. You're going to see pretty soon, so you can hold your horses. Let's get into it. Episode 64 of Offend to Offend, Sugar from the Motherland. Whoa. All right. Let's get into these scammers and their scamful lives, all right? So the first type of scammers I want to talk about, talked about it previously because of my recent obsession with these YouTube channels, the Indian tech scams. And it's so fucking dumb, you know? I'm going to reveal to you guys some personal information, and I don't want you guys to judge me, because I was young, dumb, and naive, and stupid, and all the synonyms of stupid. But first, I'm going to explain to you what exactly these Indian tech scammers do. So, they call you pretending to be either Amazon support, PayPal support, Apple, what else? They can be Bitcoin as well, Norton Virus Protection, Microsoft. If you guys hear a damn police siren, that's not a sound effect. This is Chicago. So I didn't have to pay for a sound effect subscription because I got the damn sirens here. But anyway, so those are the tech scams. And also what when I say the Indians, I'm not talking about every single Indian. I'm not being racist today. So out of all the days I'm racist, I'm not being racist today. We're just going to call them the Indians. Okay. So when I say the Indians, I'm just talking about the tech scammers, because we're talking about different scammers. So you guys, I'm not going to say the whole name. Okay. So, along with them, pretending to be those companies, they also pretend to be the FBI, your local police department, fraud department, all of that. They pretend to be, they just got it all, and it's crazy. And what they do is they spoof the numbers too. So what a police officer explained to me is it will be your legit customer service numbers for those major companies like your Amazon, your Norton, your Microsoft, and also your bank like Chase, your Bank of America, even the FBI. Once they call you, it's going to show up as the actual number, but in reality, they're calling you from some call center in India, okay? This is India, okay? And from the videos that I've been watching that I have collected, it's Kolkata. I never heard of Kolkata until I started watching these damn videos. So now, you know, Kolkata, that's going to be on the top of my vacation destinations. Kolkata. Okay. So they're up in Kolkata scamming you, pretending to be these companies. And it's so stupid. And also with the names they use. The names they use is so stupid. So they would have the thickest Indian accent that you've ever heard in your life. And then they would say, "Hello, my name is Jim Johnson." I'm not going to do the accent because I know I'd get canceled. I love my Indian friends. I love them. But, you know, I'm not going to do it. Like, they have the thickest accent. Like, "Hello, this is Jim Johnson." Or, "Hello, this is Ben Jones." Or, "Hello, this is Christian Grey." Yeah, they actually, you know, they lose the creativity and use the movie names. And they do all that. And also with these scammers, they do prey on older people because they're not so familiar with technology and they just try to manipulate them in that way. Okay, so a few ways how they get their money, they call it refund scams. So basically they convince these people, they send out a fake email. It's like, "Oh, we charge your Norton account $400. If you want to cancel your subscription, call this number." Or with Amazon, it's like, "Oh, we charge your account for this item $200 and some dollars. Call this number to get a refund." Or, yeah, so it works the same way with all the different, you know, so-called companies they're pretending to be. And then you call the number and then they, "Hey, hello, this is Alex Jones, blah, blah, blah." And then, you know, they ask to get on your laptop. So then once they get on your laptop, they ask you to download this program named AnyDesk. And that's basically a screen sharing thing. They have access to your computer screen, so that's very dangerous. And that's why people be putting the tape or the Band-Aid over the damn cameras. And I'm saying this as I'm looking dead at my computer camera, and I'm afraid somebody in Kolkata is looking at me right now. So, I mean, they have a good show to see anyway, because I'm exposing them. Besides that, okay, so they do all that. They access your computer, and then they're like, "Okay, we're gonna send you this money, but first you have to fill out this refund form." And the refund form is on fucking Google Docs. Okay, so why the fuck is Microsoft using Google Docs? Or why the fuck is Amazon using Google Docs? Like, but hey, you know, you get these scams, you get these people, and then they scam you and they make old people believe it because they don't know. They're not technologically savvy like that. So then you fill it out. And then some way they manipulate the HTML. And guys, I'm not a fucking coder, so please don't come for me, cause I don't know these terms. I took one class with coding in it, and I cheated my way through that shit, and still got a C+. It was a C+, and I don't know how to do C++ either. I don't know how to do that shit. You guys are smart if you guys know how to code. But anyway, I got a C+, and I cheated, and that's sad, you know. It was during COVID. Everyone got A's during COVID, but I got a fucking C+, and I cheated. That's not fair. But anyway, besides the cheating scandal, they manipulate the HTML somehow, and then they're like, "Okay, put in this refund amount, blah blah blah," and then they like log into your online bank, take note of the balance.
So like I said, they have access to your screen through this AnyDesk application that they had you install on your computer. They see how much money that you have, and then they say, okay, this is how much we could steal from this person. So they're like, okay, put in your refund amount. Then you do that, and they make sure to pause the screen or black out the screen, so you're not seeing them manipulate the HTML. So once you're on your online banking app and they manipulated it, it's going to make it seem like they deposited that money into your account. But here is the kicker. So say if, you know, they were supposed to send you the $300 or the $400 from that scam, they say, oh my gosh, we made a mistake. We accidentally sent you $3,000. Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my job. You have to give me this money back. How do you know? So that's how they get you. They get you like that. And then they're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to send the money back to these Indians, you know? So then they're like, here's what you can do. Depending on the amount of money that you have, if you have like hella money, like big banks, like thousands of dollars in that damn bank account, they tell you go to the bank, withdraw the money and wire it, and then you're gonna wanna tie it up. It's tie it up in a box with aluminum foil, and then you have to send it over to a certain address, and then a money mule picks it up, and then they ship it over to Kolkata, okay? Or if you're just, you know, a regular everyday working Jones, you know, whatever, and they steal like maybe $1,000, maybe a couple hundred for you, what they tell you to do is they say, go to your Walmart or Target and buy gift cards. And with these gift cards, they're like, okay, load 500 onto here, load 300 onto there. And then you read it off to them, and then they steal your money, and then you don't hear nothing back from them. And your money is gone for good, okay? So those are the main two ways they would take it. Or through, they also have Zelle. Zelle Cash App too as well. So that's how they would take it. They hire some people in the States to send them over that money too. But the main ways is the wiring the money, or through the money mule, or through gift cards. So those are the main ways how they steal money. And I mentioned that I would bring this up about exposing myself. So guys, as stupid as this sounds, I got scammed. I got scammed by an Indian tech scammer, and it wasn't tech. It was over the phone. And I don't really tell people this story because it's so goddamn embarrassing. Like, I tell myself, like, I did so much shit in public. I did so much shit in general. But this is, like, the most embarrassing thing that's probably happened to me. And I literally got choked in public at the bar, you know, and not in a violent way. So that happened to me, and I'm still embarrassed of this. So I got scammed by an Indian over the phone up in Kolkata, okay? So I was a freshman. I was 19 years old. It's my first time on my own. Had no roommate. It's just myself in there. And then I got this, call. It's like a robot calls. Like, it was like somebody stole your identity or some shit like that. And then they said, press this number to get connected with the agent or something. So then I pressed the number, and then, they were like, oh, someone in Texas committed crimes under your name and social security, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, really? Like, I really don't know. Like, that literally seems like a fever dream. Like, I went with it, and I didn't have a car at the time. So they were like, put this money on gift cards. And I had like, maybe like $630 in my account. And that was like for me working in the dining hall. And keep in mind, that was like back when we was getting paid fucking $8.75 an hour. Like, you can't even get a Subway sandwich with $8.75. Like, that's how much I was making back in 2019. So they took all my fucking money. They took $600. I loaded $300 each onto two Walmart gift cards.
write it off, try to get in contact with them, and then I looked it up. I said gift card scams, and then it popped up, and then I'm like, they just fucked me over. Like, I cannot believe I fell for this shit. So I got paid every 2 weeks from the dining hall. I lived off of $37 for 2 weeks because these motherfuckers in Kolkata, they took it. They took my money, and they just had no remorse. And they don't give a shit because we're Americans, and they just think everybody's so rich and dumb here. Don't get me wrong, I was the dumb part, but I'm sure as hell not rich, and they are relentless in that point. So yeah, so I got scammed. I got scammed by some Indians. And you think I should hold a grudge against these people for what they did to me? Somewhat. I do. If I hear like a customer service representative and they have a very thick Indian accent, I don't know if I'm going to stay on the phone with them. I'm just being completely honest now. I'm not trying to get scammed. But that was my experience with that. So I just warn you guys of doing that and steering clear of that. And nobody stole your fucking identity in Texas and committed crimes, because I sure as hell believed it. And I definitely learned a lot from that. And even with that happening, even with me living off of $37 for 2 weeks, I got a great opportunity. Like, I got hired as a fucking campaign. I was a campaign intern then. And then I was also working my other job. So I tripled my bank account because I was blessed with that opportunity, because I got another job and I got to get internship experience. So I lost something, but I gained something, and I saw more money than I ever had. So I'm like, okay, like that happened, but on to the next. And then I got to my shit. Like, yeah, it sucked living on $37, but you know, we pushed it. But anyway, let me get off of these Indian Tech Kolkata scammers. And we're gonna go on to the next type of scammers. And the rest of these should be pretty quick as I go through them. We have the Instagram art mural people. For those of you guys that have Instagram, I'm sure you get some spam messages in there all the time. But this is like a specific type of scam that's like, hey, it's like, hey, what's up, how are you? And they're like, so I'm painting this art mural, and I really want you as my subject. I'll pay. Okay. Speaking of scammers, I was just scammed the other day because I just worked this damn gig app, and then they over here fucking, They claimed that I was a no call, no show, and I was definitely there, and I served fucking 700 people beef short ribs. Do you know how many goddamn rich white Macy's people came up and got a damn beef short rib from me, and then they claim I wasn't working? That made me so mad. But anyway, so I wanted to pull up my phone just to show you guys an example of the scammers that do the art murals. I think I deleted all of them, low key, bro. Da 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 da. Yeah. Oh my god, I did. Damn, I was a mad bitch. Oh no, I found one. Okay, so this Instagram is Maya.paintings, and that's Maya with the I, M-I-Y-A. Fuck that bitch, you know. Had to unfollow that bitch, but you know, we had to do it. And she's still scamming because I see the DMs say active today. Bitch, you need to deactivate the way you did me. So that's how it started. So she followed me, and I thought she was pretty normal because she had 559 followers, whatever. I'm like, that's, you know, not scammy at all. So she's like, hi, would it be okay if I use one of your pictures as inspiration for my artwork? I'll make sure to credit you and pay you for it. And like me, like knowing about the scams, I'm just like, give it up, girl. Good night. Because this bitch gonna text me at 2:04 a.m. Like, don't you got something better to do? So, and then she's like, actually, I'm working on a project for a client, so I need new faces to get the art piece done. Then I decided to choose you and one other. My client is willing to pay you $300 if that's cool with you. I'm like, okay, so first of all, I know I'm the shit bitch, you know, but sometimes I'm not even a fart guy, you know. Out of all the faces you see in the world, you say, that's the one, okay? That's the one. I want to give this girl $300. You know, if I had it like that, bitch, I'll be on fucking Tyra Banks' show right now. I will win America's Top Model for someone to just say, hey, girl, we need you. We need you in the next CoverGirl commercial. And I know because I met the delusional people and I've met insecure people. And I felt like I'm that nice balance in the middle. And I have enough common sense to say, bitch, I can't be a model, at least not at this state. Like, come on. Like, you're going to choose me out of all the faces in the world. And you chose a girl like me. Like, come on. Come on. Now, come on. I cannot believe that. But anyway, so that's what they do. And the way how these mural people get, I got the information out of somebody because I was kind of just egging them on with it, just so I could get like a good way for how to get it. So basically, it's through e-check. So with e-checks, like, yeah, they send it to you, but the thing is, checks, they can bounce, okay? They could bounce, not like this ass, but they can bounce like basketballs, full of air. So they send it to you thinking like, okay, this is legit. They get your Cash App information, and then, no, it's not Cash App, it's bank information. They get your bank information. Once they have that, they swipe that shit at your account. And you're going to be like, what happened to my money? Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens to your money. So that's how they do it, and people actually fall for it. So all you delusional people out there, or you want to be models who think that someone's going to pay you $300 to paint you, no, it's not true. So those are your Instagram art mural people. Like, come on. Like, even if I saw a mural of myself, I would be scared. I would be scared to, even if I look at pictures of myself on my own Instagram profile, I'm like, damn, I decided to post that, you know? So imagine a mural, like, come on. And then the idea of someone else having a mural of me, don't get me wrong. Like, my ego can be up there, so, and I like to be seen, but just the idea, I don't know what anybody could be doing with that picture. I don't know what they could be doing, but damn. I also have a story about that, too. I'm sorry to sidetrack. Ooh, that's a bar in Boys Town. I kind of want to go, but I'm negative 50. But anyway, to sidetrack about, you know, people having pictures of you and you not knowing, you know, what to do with it. So this one guy, he adds me on Snap, and I'm like, okay, dude. He snaps me right away. I was like, have we met before? Because I figured he went to my school, because we have a big story for our class of 2023 UIUC. And I'm like, okay, have we met? Like, did you graduate 2023? At UIUC, he's like, yep, I did. I'm like, okay, cool, like, whatever. So I was bored because I was waiting to go to my shadow ship. So I was just texting him, and then he's like, and then he said something about me being pretty or something, and I'm like, oh God, not interested. And then I'm seeing his location. He's in fucking India. He's not in Kolkata. So I mean, he's in India. And then we're just talking and whatever. And then, like, as we're talking more, I realized, like, yo, like, I don't think I went to school with this Indian dude. And, like, I went to school with a lot of Indians. Like you would not believe how many Indians went to my school. So, I'm like, I don't think, because I will at least have some mutual friends with him or something. But then I looked up the name on Instagram, couldn't find him, so I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. And then later on, he's constantly trying to flirt with me and then change the conversation and get all sexual and shit. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, no. Because the whole nudes thing, no, I don't fucking do that shit. That's disgusting. So, and then I try to bait him. I try to scam bait him. I'm like, okay. So, I don't send nudes, especially with people who I went to school with in Champaign, because everyone knows each other. He was like, can I be honest? What if I didn't go to Champaign? And I'm like, ha ha ha. You didn't, because I know you didn't, you dumb bitch. He says that, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, I knew it, because I couldn't find you on Instagram. I looked you up, and he was like, oh, are you stalking me? I said, no, I'm not stalking you. He was, like, not a stalkable person. I know a lot of stalkable people. Like, it's some people I got on the stalk list. Congratulations, you're on there. But, like, he was not one of them. It's very, not crusty, very crusty. So I was not a stalkable person. I was just looking him up to see if, you know, he went to my school or not. Because why the fuck are you lying, you fucking weirdo? So then I say that. And then I guess he gets the idea to look me up on Instagram. And I knew it was him because I saw someone had viewed my story that wasn't a follower. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what is going on? Like, so he viewed my story, and then he sends me a weird message, and he's like, can I say something? And he said, don't be scared. I'm like, kind of scared already, because you don't start a sentence off with don't be freaked out or don't be scared. I'm like, okay, what? He was like, you look sexy in your Lakers dress. And I'm like, oh, but blocked. He blocked. Okay, like, don't get me wrong. My profile is public for everyone to see in the world. But, like, first of all, a Lakers dress, it was a jersey. I don't know anyone. I don't know who's wearing a Lakers dress at this big grown age. We're wearing Lakers dresses. Like, no. Like, I had to. That freaked me out. And who knows what the fuck he was doing with that picture. He could have been looking at it and could have been covered in some substance after that. Like, clean your phone screen. Like, that is disgusting. So, the idea of someone having a mural of me, can't do it. No, just disgusting. And I'm sorry for getting off topic here, but it's just a warning. Like, there are different places in India besides Kolkata. You got some weird-ass people, guys. Gosh. Okay. So, the next type of scammer, this is also through Instagram, and this is like your sugar mama people. And there are so many sugar mama, sugar daddy scams, but like this is specifically through Instagram. It's done through a different way. This is like people, US-based individuals, most likely women, and these are attractive young women, and they it's their real Instagram profile, and you know, it looks legit, and you just add them, like, okay, chill, and then they add you, and then they start talking with you, and they're like, hey, what's up? Hey, like, I'm from here, what do you like to do? Blah, blah, blah. And it's a normal ass conversation. And I'm like, oh my God, someone pretty is talking to me. Am I also in that group? Let me tell you, wake up call. No, you're not. You're not. I had to learn that. No, like it's always a catch. It's always a catch to someone pretty talking to you. Okay. They either want some money or they want some money. I'm just being honest here. So nobody pretty was talking to me. So they're talking to me, and then the conversation shifts to something along the lines of, oh, I like to watch the stars. First of all, if your hobby is watching the stars, and that's not your fucking job, or looking at a fucking telescope, and you working for NASA or
You're not an astrologist. Why are you laying down looking at the stars? That's not much of a hobby. Like, I just want to say that. So that's how I knew the gig was not legit, that she was not legit. So she's saying that, and then I'm like, okay, like, you like to watch the stars? All right. So, and then she's like, oh, but in what I also like to do is my sugar mama provides me everything I need, and she doesn't want anything in return. She just gives me money as long as I just talk with her, hang out with her, blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh fuck, my god. Like, I knew nobody pretty was really talking to me like that. They was not really fucking with me like that. So basically, that's how they get you. And it's like a regular ass scam like that. And then one day, when another identical thing, and also they use the same exact fucking template, because this other woman also said, I like to look at the stars. How many people like to look at the fucking stars as a hobby? Like, what's going on, people looking at the stars? To me, all the stars look alike. That, I cannot tell the difference between a damn star, okay? I remember I took this one astronomy class, so astronomy 120. Bitch, I got a C+. Why am I always getting C+'s? Like, I've never gotten a C ever from kindergarten to fucking 12th grade. I'm going to college, and then people just went to hand out C's. And I'm like, what? Are you telling me I'm average here? I'm telling me I'm average? But it was a C+, so I guess that's a plus. But to be fair, I didn't do shit. I cheated my ass off in that class. I think every time I cheated, I got a C for a cheat. I think that's why I got a C. Okay. So, besides that point, they want to watch the fucking stars. And then, in the way how it goes, they're like, oh, do you want her contact information? She can do the same for you. She could pay you $500. Well, I think it was like $1,500 a week. All you got to do is talk to her. Here's her contact information. So, then I do it. I click on it, and then I see the lady contacts me. Like, hey, so-and-so told me about you. Are you interested in getting a sugar mama? And I'm like, aha, so that's how it works. So the way how they get your money is through the Cash App. The Cash App, I don't know how people be scamming through Cash App, but it's possible. Once they ask for money, they have access to your account somehow, and then that's how they snag your money out. So Cash App, I wouldn't trust it. I really don't trust it. So like, when people were using it as their main bank account, I'm like, have some fucking sense. They don't even have a damn customer service number. This is impossible. And then you guys are using Cash App as your main bank? What? Anyway, besides the Cash App glitches, I'm like, nah, I can't do that. So that's how they get your money with the damn sugar mama scams. And they look legit. But just know, if you know that you're not it, someone pre-texting you talking about hi with a heart, nah. Just no, they're trying to get something out of you. They're trying to get something out of you guys, right? So the next scam we're going to talk about right now is the Forex, Bitcoin, tap in type shit. And the pyramid schemes, gosh. And these type of people, they can be on Instagram as well. They can be on Facebook, and they usually have Bitcoin in their bio with a bunch of dollars. And then maybe they have a car, a very luxurious car as one of their posted pictures, and they make it seem like you can make so much money through Forex, Bitcoin, whatever. Bitch, nothing comes without a price. Nothing comes without, you know, putting in hard work. So just know, anything get rich quick, that's a fucking no-no. I think I talked about this before. So all those people, and the thing is, these people can be, you know, people you went to school with, high school with, you know, and they're like, tap in. No, let me tell you something. If a black man, a young black man, comes up to you about a business opportunity and he tells you tap in, you better motherfucking tap out, okay? Because that shit is a scam, okay? And this is not me steering anyone away from black owned businesses. I'm just telling you right now, if they say tap in, no. Because let me tell you, these niggas couldn't pass Algebra 1, and you think that you're gonna trust them with some damn Bitcoin? You think they know how that works? That's not how it works, okay? So let me tell you, stay away from those niggas. please don't get yourself involved. You need to leave. They say tap in, you tap out. Please remember that. Take one if you ain't gonna listen to this whole podcast, remember that part. Okay, so stay away from those get rich quick schemes. I'll flip this, flip that. You ain't gonna flip shit. Can't flip shit, so stay away from it. Okay, damn. Right, so the last of scammers we have here is relating to the title. And these are the Nigerian sugar daddies, and hence why I named the title of this episode Sugar from the Motherland, you know. So they're sugar daddy scammers. They pretend to be white Americans, and they have a lot of money, blah blah blah, but they're actually somewhere up in Nigeria, and then they're just trying to get money out of you. And you know, they make it seem legit, because like you would think, like, they were like, okay, let's make this sugar daddy, let's make the sugar daddy Ben Affleck, and let's make him rich. Like, no. These people pick the most average-looking white guys, looking like they got fucking high cholesterol, high blood pressure, bald head, and then, you know, slightly overweight. And then, you know, they live a decent lifestyle. And then they're like, you could be my sugar baby. All you gotta do is just talk to me. And I'm like, wow, well, he's average looking. Maybe he's interested in actually, you know, being a sugar daddy for me. Like, no, baby. You are not gonna be no sugar baby. You're not gonna be their sugar baby. It's literally a Nigerian talking behind that damn screen. Okay? And let me tell you how to avoid this, okay? So, we're all black, okay? Whoever's black, we're all black. At the end of the day, your skin black, you black. You're black, okay? But you're on Facebook and you get a friend request from an African. Don't. And this is an African who lives in fucking Africa, who lives in Nigeria. Do not add them as a friend, okay? First of all, Africans from Africa, they don't even consider themselves black. So we're not even going to do that. They don't consider themselves black in American standards, okay? So don't add them, because once you add one African, you add the next African, then the next African, the next African. Don't add Africans, okay? Or then you want to get them, they come through Snapchat. And Snapchat's easier because there's no profile picture. You have just a Bitmoji. So you can just make a generic ass Bitmoji of a bald white man, slightly overweight. And then, you know, that's how they get you. Or texting you, make it seem like, oh, like, you could be my sugar baby, blah, blah, blah. And it's so fucking stupid, and it's so annoying, and like, you don't know how they get your Snapchat username, but they do somehow, and then that's how they just try to bait you. But I can say, if this helps anyone, when I had my Bumble account and I had guys turned on for that period of time back in 2021, I had my Snap in my bio. Just because because on Bumble you have to message guys first, and I did not want to do that. So I'm like, if you're interested, here's my Snap. You know, it's Fernice the Beast, whatever. So then I was getting a bunch of Snapchat requests, and I'm just thinking like, okay, so this person's from Bumble. Like, no, I was getting a lot of Nigerian scammers and Nigerian sugar daddy scammers, and I would get this like every 2 days I would have a new Nigerian scammer. I'm like, damn, I guess nobody's interested in me busting down Nigerian sugar daddy scammers, okay? So yeah, we'll get a bunch of those. And then there was one time I was actually going through with it, and also how to detect it. The way how they type, their English is slightly off. Like, you know, you could tell someone's like really bad at English with writing and talking, but little slight grammar mistakes, that's how you know. I'm like, okay, like, you either like put this shit through Google Translate and then it translate properly, and then that's what you copied and pasted, but that's how you could tell, it's those slight grammar mistakes. So I'm like, stay away from that. And that makes me think, all the times I use Google Translate for Spanish, maybe that's why I got a C+. Hey, but you know what? I didn't think I got a C. I think I just got a C. Again, for cheating. Guys, if you take anything from this, don't fucking cheat, okay? Because every time I cheat, I got a C. Every time I did my big one, like, it was A's or B's. Like, or F's. But, you know, that's also besides the point. But, yeah, so also, like I was saying, the slight grammar mistakes, they're talking all that shit. And then you should know in 2024, you're not going to find a fucking sugar daddy that easily. You got to work for that shit, okay? You got to get on those knees of yours, and you got to work for that shit. You need to build up the stamina and work for that shit. It's not going to come that easy to you, baby. Like, I'm dead ass. So with that, I actually baited one before. I was scam baiting way before I learned about these YouTube channels out here. Baited one to admit that he was a Nigerian scammer. I baited him. And then he was like, okay, it's true. I'm from Nigeria. I'm trying to use the money to save up for school in the U.S. And I just really needed the money. And I'm like, like, you must be a rookie. Because that was so easy. Because I got him. And I got him to send a real picture of himself to me. Not, no. It's a no. It's a no. And then he was interested, asking questions about me, about where I went to school, about what part of the U.S. I stayed in. You know, we were doing all that. And then I made it seem like I was his friend. I did. And y'all may think, oh, Frenice, that's fucked up. He's fucked up for trying to scam me, you know? So I went through all that. And then I'm like, Frenice, it's time to put down that Uno reverse card on his ass. So the next day he texted me on Snap thinking that we friends, okay? So he texts me and he's like, hey, how you doing today? And I'm like, oh, okay, good. And then I dropped it on him and I was like, all right. And just so you know, since you sent me your name and your picture, my dad works for the FBI, and I'm going to send over this information to him and report you as a scam, and you're going to get arrested. And this nigga believed it. He was so worried. He was so scared. Like, okay, my dad don't work for the fucking FBI. Like, are you kidding? And he'd believe it because he doesn't know how the U.S. works, apparently. So I told him that I was going to report him to the FBI and I was going to have him arrested. And he was like, I thought we were friends. You told me I can trust you. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you shouldn't have tried to scam me. You shouldn't have tried to done it. So I was like, and next time you try to scam, like, do it to white people in America, not the black people, because we're suffering enough. But like I said, people regard Americans, people in different countries, in impoverished countries, they say, they hear America, they think, oh, everybody's rich, everybody's privileged, everybody's this, everybody's that. But it's still people struggling here too, you know? But they don't see that, because they only see what, you know, what the stereotypes are, what's portrayed in the media, if they have a TV and phone. Apparently he had a phone to fucking scam people, so he got a phone to look at the fucking world news in this bitch. But baited him. It was one scammer I just straight up came for. And I'm like, I was just over. I just wanted to hurt his fucking feelings. I'm like, I don't give a, this is dead ass. When I text him, I say, I don't give a fuck if you got to pay for a funeral. I don't give a fuck if you need a fucking roof on your household. I don't give a fuck if you want to come to the U.S. Don't fucking scam me again. Don't text my phone or else, you little bitch. Blah, blah, blah. I went off. Like, I don't know what just came over me, but I sent it to the Nigerian scammer. And he was like, this is the problem with you Americans. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to help you and you want to be ungrateful and you need to work. And like, I said, bitch, I have two jobs. Like, I'm working. You know what? You know, that I have two jobs shit. I would take one of those jobs right now and I'd be fine. But anyway, I work two jobs. I go to school. What are you talking about? What do you do for your life? You sit here and scam and you're a fucking bum. So then he got mad and he at me, cause, and then his English was still off. I'm like, if you're gonna try to go off on me in English, like, at least have it be proper English, proper grammar, like. So that's why I laugh and that's all I have to say about that. But yeah, again, sugar from the motherland. If you guys don't know, the motherland, what we call is Africa, because Why we call Africa the motherland? Because I guess that's where we came from or something. That's where the black people came from. And that is, it's the motherland. It's where we all from, apparently. And it's sugar because, you know, we're talking about sugar daddies. But, you know, it's a lock of sugar. It's just more so scammers. So it's more so stevia. This shit is stevia in the motherland. And we're supposed to be getting sugar there. We supposed to have a bunch of sugar cane, but we just getting some damn stevia artificial ass sugar. But anyway, let's get into Fernisa's final thoughts so I can tie this up in a nice bow for y'all. Did not expect for this to go this long, but you know, I'm gonna try to be quick, wrap it up so you guys can understand the overall arching theme of this episode here. Oof, Fernisa's final thoughts, man. I was talking for a long time. I'm surprised I didn't take a sip of water. But oh my god, I was talking so much. But oh gosh, anyway, Fernisa's final thoughts, guys. So I talked about 5 different types of scams for you here, guys. I'm pretty sure it's more. You guys are getting more creative with your dumb scamming asses. But we need to talk about the last scam, which is the biggest scam of all. And this one, it breaks you. It takes your money. It has no remorse. And you feel cheated. You feel lied to. You feel deceived. And the biggest scam of them all is adulthood. Adulthood. And it's not fucking fair. It's really not fucking fair. And you may be like, Fernisa, you've been an adult for a little bit. You should be a little bit experienced to this shit. Let me tell you, college is not adulthood by any means necessary, okay? And you want to know why? It's because, number one, like, hey, you got an apartment. It's cool. You didn't do credit checks on that shit. So you can have no credit, get a fucking apartment, it'll be good. You might be like, oh, but you have to be without your parents there. Majority of the people go to school within the state, so they'd be able to make the drive or a train bus ride there along with talking to their parents every day, so it's no big deal in that regard. And also, within state schools, you do have a high probability of, you know, going to those schools with people that you went to high school with. That wasn't my case, but I was able to make a large group of friends in that regard. Also, when it comes to working, most of the shit is part-time since you are a full-time student. You don't have to worry about that. And when it comes to money, some people get refund checks. You don't gotta, you know, with refund checks, you get a big lump sum. You either decide to, hey, let me save this money for rent, or hey, let me go to the bar 7 days a week and get wasted, you know? So you have that there. You have a big lump sum check. Along with that, the nature of partying. Now, depending on the type of school you go to, I'm only speaking from my experience. And I know colleges, they're known for partying. But I was like one of the top party schools in the country. And we partied a lot. And as an adult, you can't fucking party. You can't party. And it's a bit excessive that I was going out 5 to 7 times a week. I'll admit it there. I'll give you that there. But, you know, when I started working, when I had a job, I found it difficult to be like, oh my gosh, work day's done. Let's go out to the bar real quick. No, bitch, you got to be up at 8 a.m. and you have to be there or else you're getting kicked the fuck out. If you were to party and then you got at 8 a.m. the next day, you were like, let me use one of my absences. It's totally fine. I'm hungover. Like, I'll go the next day or I'll get the notes from somebody. With jobs, you can get the fucking notes from somebody. Like, bitch, you're out the door. You get a warning. You want a point system and you're out this bitch. So it's different. You have to make that choice. So going from drinking that 5 to 7 days a week to drinking it 1 to 2 times a week. And then once you go out to one to two times a week, you're fucking drained. And then you realize, oh my God, Sunday. And then nowadays, Sunday is the basic, is basically the new Monday because you're stressed about you going to work the next day. So adulthood is not being in college, unfortunately. And I know that people have different views, but we can all agree on the fact that it's different. It's different from being out in the working world versus being in school. it's going to school full time, doing something part, doing a job part time, living your life in college is different from just being out in the straight working world. So let's agree on that. Let's go for that. Okay, guys. But it's a fucking scam. It's a scam in the sense like, bitch, give me a job. And I don't know what else to say, like, at this point. Like, I made a joke, but I was dead. Like, people laughed at it when I posted it, but I was dead ass serious. And this is sad, because I know some people are worried that I'm going to be a prostitute, but I'm like, hey, I see why people sleep their way up to the top. You know, like, oh, just give me a hand job. I'm like, hey, you got the job. You know, because this shit's hard, okay? This shit is hard. And then people, they hire people with connections. It's connections. Like, oh yeah, that's my niece, that's my nephew. Let me get her in. And then the people who are actually qualified is not. And then I feel like a lot of times jobs contradict themselves as well. It's like you bounce from job to get a different amount of experience here, there, everywhere. You want to do everything, and it's like, oh, why do you keep on leaving? Why do you keep bouncing around? Because y'all need experience, right? You want me to have experience, huh? You want to have experience, so that. And then you don't bounce around. You stick with one position. Well, why didn't you try out something new? Bitch, you cannot win for losing. And it only takes one person to give you a fucking chance to make you succeed. And that's sometimes all you ask for. You just ask for a chance. But people don't want to give you a chance because it's that other person. It's their cousins, they cousins, uncles, brothers over there that give them the job, or they know this person, they know that person. Don't get me wrong, there are great qualified individuals out here. But let me tell you, not everybody had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 internships with a 4.0 GPA, double majored, and fucking ran for president. You know, it's not like that. And in that regard, it's a fucking scam. It's a scam. And no one told me about it. I want to live my life. I want to live my CBS sitcom that gets canceled after 5 seasons. I want to live that life, but it seems like it's hard to get established. And for that, that's a scam. And then another scam. You get your degree, and then you can't do shit with it. You really can't do shit with it, because you end up working in a place with those same people who didn't have those degrees, but they have more experience than you, so, and then they are above you in that sense. And I'm not saying that I regret my college experience at all, because I got to meet so many people, have some great drinking experience, learned a lot about myself, became an adult, lived on my own, learned a lot, you know. I don't regret it, but, you know, sometimes you feel like, fuck, like, those people who actually go to school, you're like, oh shit, like why the fuck did I do all this just to work at Starbucks? And I could have worked at Starbucks a long time ago and had more experience and have a higher pay rate as a manager. You know, that's how it feels sometimes. And that, in a sense, is a fucking scam. And I just want someone to just give me a chance. And you got to work for it. I'm over here working for it. And I feel like too many times in the media and everything in general, everybody is highlighting the tip of the iceberg. I need, instead of success stories, I'm getting tired of that shit. I want to see some failure stories. I want to see the documentary of a crackhead who did not have a happy ending and got sober. I want to see more realistic shit. Like, I want to see that bottom of that deep bottom of the iceberg with the Titanic sunk on. I want to see all that shit down there up in the sea where fucking Jack and Rose is. Where Rose survived because fucking Jack saved her ass. But, you know, where Jack is down in that damn iceberg. I want to see it. I want to see it. And it would be great if that was just portrayed more often, you know. I'm going to be, again, completely transparent, because I always am transparent here. You see some mistakes that people make, your parents or whoever you say, I'm not going to make that mistake. I'm not going to be on assistance. I'm not going to get a link card.
I'm not going to take out loans. I'm not going to be in this much credit card debt. I'm going to keep up with this. I'm going to keep up with that. I'm going to not have kids. I'm going to do all this, do all that. And then I'm just going to live my life. And then everything's going to be fine. I'm not going to make those same mistakes. And then you see yourself living it out because you see this shit's fucking real. And you see they do this stuff for a reason, to get to where they're at, to survive day to day. And if you slip up, have a kid, you're like, damn, I said I wasn't going to have a kid. Look, I had a kid. Or you're like, damn, I said I was going to have one baby daddy. I got three baby daddies by the time, and I'm only 23. Well, guys, y'all know this ain't me, but I'm just talking about in general. Like, oh, damn, like I said I wasn't going to take out any payday advance cash loans, and I already took out two already just so I can make rent this month. And, you know, you go through it and you see it and you realize, yeah, shit's fucking hard. Because if adulthood was easy, then you wouldn't see any homeless people shaking their Dunkin' cup for some change, guys. And for that, it's a scam because it's not advertised properly. And I'm just here to wake you up from that shit. So if you guys are still in college, you know, currently, you know, hoping to live, you know, you ready to get out, you know, you're ready to, you know, leave, graduate, blah, blah, blah. I'm just trying to wake you up to it. It's hard. It's hard out here. It's tough out here. And just setting that reality out here, setting up the base for you guys, cooking up the damn base. It's a scam and it's ghetto. Two things I hate. I hate scams and I hate ghetto scams. So, you know, you got ghetto scams, and that's just not a great combination. But you know what? Regardless of adulthood being hard, it's hard for every fucking body. That is no reason to scam people. It's no reason to scam. It's no reason to pretend to be a sugar daddy, to send fake ass e-checks, to be an Indian tech scammer and cold caller, to pretend like you're gonna make an art mural out of an ugly bitch, to pretend like you like to watch the stars as a hobby, to do any of that. It's no reason. I sit here with negative $50.34 in my account, and I'm like, fuck, what am I doing? And I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna get this money? And you know, I don't think about scamming people. I tell myself, I'm gonna get this money, and we're gonna find a way to get this money, so I'm not charging overdraft fee. We gonna make it out. We gonna make it out because shit gonna come back to bite you in the damn ass. And I know I said I don't believe in karma, but hey, Diddy did it, and he out here with that. And I'm talking about specifically with scams. This is not karma. The thing is, if you're doing something illegal, stuff will come back to get you. You're gonna get locked up. Whether it's not today, it could be years later. It can be years later, and you know you're gonna get caught. And it's not. It can be a lucrative career while it's here, like right now. But is it enough to do until the day you fucking die? And think about that. And think about your victims. Who are you stealing from? You don't know people's personal lives. You don't know their struggle. That could be their last cent. That could be their rent money. You taking from them because of what? Because of what? It's really not worth it, guys. So. I hope you learned something from this. I hope you learned a little bit something about this damn sugar. This damn sugar that's not really sugar. That's really stevia. That's Splenda. I can't think of all the other artificial sugars, but it's not real sugar. It's not real sugar cane. I remember my grandfather used to buy this damn sugar. This little sugar cane. You know, used to bite into that, and it was nice and sweet. That was real sugar. It was sugar from the cane. Sugar in the raw. But it's not no sugar in the raw. It's nasty here. But anyway, that was today's episode. Episode 64 of A Fiend to a Fiend, Sugar from the Motherland. Thank you so much for you guys listening to me rant and my story time. All right. That is all for today's episode, folks. Thank you so very much for listening. In terms of uploading, I'm going to upload when I upload, but I am aiming to get up to my 200th episode this year. So that means fucking often. So be looking out for that. If you do want to get in contact with me, my new email is loading, but
As for now, you can hit up my DMs. Don't hit me up with no damn art mural, sugar mama shit, because I'm going to knock the damn sugar out those teeth, okay? We're not doing the sugar shit. But if we actually do want to chat, you want some advice or whatever, you have any questions about me, go ahead and DM me on my Instagram. That is Franese the Beast. And if you need me to spell that out for you, that is FranesDaBeast. Again, thank you so very much for listening. Make sure to tell your friends about me, because I love the attention, of course. But most importantly, always be prepared to offend. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day, night, year, or whatever you're listening. See ya.